This is Judith Lay welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service. Manx Radio. On the programme today, I'm taking a nostalgic trip back into my archive recordings to share some material that I broadcast this very weekend some 15 years ago. As you'll hear, it centres around a special holiday that also celebrates our Celtic heritage. But let's begin, as we usually do, with another of your favourite hymns. Today it's something more reflective. The London Fox Choir and Be Still, for the Presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. And I'm offering this particularly to those who are preferring to avoid crowded places at the moment and so won't be attending a church service today. May this be a moment of peace and strength for you now. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here, sung for us by the London Fox Choir. On this very weekend, 15 years ago, a group of Manx people welcomed a group of German visitors to the island, and I joined them in Macleod for a shared service of Celtic evening prayer. This is the recording I made, and this is the story behind it. When well-known Manx woman Mary Carter and her husband George decided to hunt for some long-lost German relatives, little did they imagine that their personal search would become a Manx-German exchange group which has forged lifelong friendships and a solid bond between the two countries. It all began well over 20 years ago, and today is stronger than ever, a wonderful witness to inter-church relations, as members of the Lutheran Church form a large part of the German half of the exchange, and members of all Christian denominations form the Manx group. The groups visit each other's country biannually, and a couple of weeks ago it was the turn of the Isle of Man to host the visit of their German friends. The week-long stay is carefully planned to include visits to heritage sites and to coast and countryside. And as the visiting group members stay in the homes of their host families, they experience traditional Manx hospitality at first hand. The week also includes times of shared worship, when the groups meet together to pray and sing in a mixture of German and English. And it's one of those services that we bring you on Praise today. This service was held in Kirkmackled and combined a time of worship with a chance for our visitors to learn something of the island's Christian heritage. On a most perfect summer evening, the group gathered at the North Keel in Kirkmackled churchyard. And in a few moments, we'll hear Manx group member Canon Malcolm Convery introduce the service. The service was followed by a traditional Manx supper in the church hall, where guests were greeted by the magical atmospheric music of Emma Christian, who played before and after the meal to recreate that bond with our Celtic roots.
On the Isle of Man, we thank God for the Celtic missionaries who brought the gospel to our shores, arriving on this bleak, windswept, but very beautiful island after what would have been a very hair-raising journey in a fragile boat. Here to where they were free to commune with God, to marvel at the beauty of his creation, and to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. For them, Christianity wasn't simply one service on a Sunday. Inspired by the handiwork of God's creation, they were constantly in communion with him, and their prayers reflect this. Wherever they went and whatever they did, God was constantly in their mind's eye. They have left us a wonderful legacy of Celtic prayers and liturgy. But as well as this, they have left their imprint on the landscape in the remains of keel sites, the sites of small chapels built of stone and earth. About 200 of them island-wide are still visible. Often, as here, they're in awe-inspiring places that move us to praise a majestic God and to proclaim, "The Lord is here, his Spirit is with us." The God of the Celts is our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The keel sites have long been abandoned, but the faith expressed at those sites lives on in our generation as we seek to be faithful in our worship and service in the Lord. These sites can provide us with a quiet place in which to reflect, an opportunity to draw to one side from the busy world, to stand on holy ground, to enjoy the Lord's presence, and to be moved by the Holy Spirit to rededicate our lives to him in worship and in service. For he is the living God who, through our Lord Jesus Christ, has opened the way for us to commune with God and to enjoy the experience of eternal life. So may our time at this holy site encourage and inspire us in our walk with the Lord.
Anglican priest Reverend Ian Folds is another member of the Manx German Exchange Group, and he spoke in German about the Celtic heritage in Kirkmackled. He also led the group from the North Keel to the Cross House, pausing there to tell the stories of just a few of the crosses there, and reflecting that, above all this, we see the cross of Christ becoming the most important symbol for life in the Isle of Man.
Symbol für das Leben hier auf der Insel Man würde.
Thank you.
The service then continued inside Kirkmackled, led by Canon Malcolm Convery and Pfarrerin Birgit Reyer, a woman pastor in the German Lutheran Church and a long-time member of the exchange group, reads from the Bible. And Canon Brendan Alger, Dean of the Roman Catholic Church on the island and another long-time supporter of the group, gives the blessing. Mrs. Pam Duchars is the organist for the service.
Let us adore the Lord, maker of marvellous works, bright heaven with its angels, and on earth the white-waved sea.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. But the 11 disciples went into Galilee, unto the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and spake unto them, saying, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We stand to sing now, Thank We All Our God, alternate verses in English and German. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Just 11 disciples, some of whom doubted, and a command to go and make disciples of all nations. What hope had they got in a predominantly pagan world? The greatness of the task could easily have put them off. But above all else, they loved the Lord and were ready to obey his command. Love and obedience go together. But they also had a promise, the promise of another helper, the Holy Spirit. They would not be alone in the task. Lo, I am with you always to the close of the age, Jesus said. The story of the spread of the gospel from Jerusalem to the uttermost corners of the earth makes inspiring reading. So today the 11 have become 2,000 million in every corner of the earth. But the missionary task is not just geographical, but from generation to generation. We are now at a time when a generation, or more than a generation, have lost touch with the church and the gospel message, certainly in the developed world of Western Europe in particular. In our churches, the rate of decline continues, which makes the missionary task more urgent. We need to be inspired by those Celtic missionaries who were prepared to make dangerous and arduous journeys into the unknown, compelled by the love of Christ. They were not afraid to leave their comfort zone. Yet we are often even reluctant to share our faith with our own family and friends. How important it is that we draw close to God, and meeting and worshipping in these beautiful holy places can help us to do so. So we too will be compelled by the love of Christ to share and live out the good news, and so fulfill our Lord's command. Amen.
Priese, priese, tagesa, priese, tagesa,
Let's now turn to a prayer said in all the languages of the world. Let's join together in our own languages as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Peace of God and peace of man, the peace of God on Columkilia, on each window and each door on the four corners of the house and on the place of our rest, and the peace of God on us all. May the Creator bless you and keep you. May the beloved compassion face you and have mercy upon you. May the Eternal Spirit's countenance be turned to you and give you peace. May the three in one bless you.
And with St. Columba's blessing, sung by Emma Christian, that concludes the recording of Celtic Evening Prayer that I made 15 years ago this weekend with members of the Manx German Exchange Group. You heard the voices of Canon Malcolm Convery, who was at that time Vicar of St. Peter's in Onchan, Reverend Ian Foles, and Canon Brendan Alger, who 15 years ago was the parish priest of St. Mary of the Isle in Douglas, and dean or senior priest with oversight of all the Roman Catholic churches on the island. The organist was the highly respected musician Mrs. Pam Duchars, at that time organist and director of music at Trinity Methodist Church here in Douglas.
It regaled high as golden love, danced all to foam, grenyach marom, tis on all do.
Christian again, and Aran Evai, the song traditionally sung at the end of a Manx gathering. But it's not quite the end of our gathering, as we've still to take a look at our notice board.
This year's Port St Mary Beach Mission ends today, and the Beach Mission team will lead the service in the Methodist Church in Port St Mary this morning at 10:30. This afternoon at 3, Abilan's Chapel welcomes Reverend Brian Yardy from Ramsey to lead their regular weekly service. And there's no Sunday night at 8 concert tonight at the Promenade Methodist Church here in Douglas. As far as I know, there'll be a concert by the Glenfaber Chorale next Sunday, the 15th, but no concert tonight. St Thomas's Church in Finch Road here in Douglas continue their series of summer concerts, an hour of popular music every Wednesday evening from 7:45, with delicious homemade cakes and hot drinks afterwards. This Wednesday, Crosby Silver Band will entertain, and whilst admission is free, donations would be most welcome. Two other items for this Wednesday. Canon Philip Gillespie, former parish priest of St Mary's in Douglas, is back on the island for his summer holiday, and he'll be leading a Songs of Praise service at St Adamnan's, Lonnon Old Church, this Wednesday at 7:30. Please come and join him in this lovely setting for a stimulating evening of worship. Also on Wednesday evening, Heart's Ease and the Talis Consort are giving a concert of vocal and instrumental music in the Cathedral in Peel. That's on Wednesday the 11th at 7:30. Admission is free. Castletown Methodist Church in Arbury Street have a coffee morning every Thursday from 10 until 11:30. As well as serving hot drinks, there are stalls selling cakes and books and freshly caught fish when available. Also this Thursday, the 12th, at 2 o'clock, there'll be an afternoon tea in Ballyfesson Methodist Chapel to raise funds for the mobile library. There'll be bric-a-brac and homemade cakes on sale. Now something for the youngsters during the month of August. It's Artie Church, and it's at Trinity Church at Rosemount here in Douglas every Thursday evening during August. So there'll be Artie Church this Thursday evening between 7:30 and 9 o'clock. It's open to all school-age children and it's completely free. The Thursday night summer concert series in St Catherine's Church in Port Erin continues this week with entertainment from Musicale. Admission is free, the starting time is 7:45 and there are refreshments in the hall afterwards. And finally, a reminder for all Mothers Union members and friends, this year's Founders Day celebration is in Kirkmichael, tomorrow, Monday evening, with a service in the parish church at 7 o'clock. Reverend Jeanette Hamer will preside and preach. There'll be refreshments afterwards and everyone will be made very welcome. This isn't just for Mothers Union members. It's for anyone interested in this powerful, practical group that works all over the world to support and enrich family life in all its forms. And that's the last notice. But not the last word. That goes to Reverend Alex Brown and one of his pioneer church team.
You know how when you cut up an onion for dinner, you can smell it on your hands for the whole evening?
That's what happens in everyday life. Wherever we go, whoever we see, whatever we do, we leave our mark, our onion smell.
Everything we do, good and bad, affects everyone around us, which is why the Bible talks loads about our lifestyle choices.
It's what we spend our money on, how we treat people, where we spend our time and who we spend our time on, all affects our world so much more than we think.
So let's take a close look at all of our lifestyle today, because we will make a difference, whether we like it or not. Our only choice is how.
And that's all that we have time for today. News for the notice board and requests for your favourite hymns to be included in future programmes can all be sent to me via email, judithleigh@manxradio.com, or by post if you prefer. Manx Radio, P.O. Box 1368, Douglas IM 991SW. I'll be back tonight at 9 with Sundown, easy listening music to round off your weekend. But for now, this is Judith saying thank you for listening. And I wish you and those you love a blessed and peaceful week and a very good morning.
The Nation Station.